Love Talk.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh no, you didn't.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
Ah, it's a tough day. I figured this was a good song for Hump Day. Some of you are probably looking at your boss going, oh no, you didn't. It's only Wednesday. No, no, no. No, you didn't. No, you didn't give me extra projects to do and say I have to have them done by tomorrow or by Friday.
Midway through the week, and gaming is almost here. Well, it's not like gaming ever stops for us. Gaming is almost here. Gaming weekend where you can tell work, go away, let it go for two whole days.
Right?
And there are some excellent games out this week. So, you know, you've got plenty of wonderful gaming lineup to do if you're jumping in any of those new ones.
I'm very, very excited about a lot of games coming out. And, you know, we were been talking about what the fuzzy happened there. Oh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Somebody apparently reset my password or something. Thank you for your help, I guess. weird. What was I saying? Oh, we were talking about this is a great year for games this year. Great year. Some good ones are coming out. I'm so looking forward to a lot of games, as you all know. You know, no more so than Dragon Age and Homefront and The Sims Medieval. The rest of them, eh. But I should probably tell you what you're listening to. This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey. And I'm Corey.
And I am Miss Ginger.
And we are all well. Do you hear how great we sound today?
We are awesome today.
Awesome. Fantabulous. It's hot, but I'm good.
It's kind of nice. I had the doors open earlier. It was really
I'll
nice.
Just rub it in. Fine. Well, we should probably get to some news, eh? Yeah.
Maybe. I think that's why those guys are listening.
Are they? I think we got people listening. Oh, yeah, we do have people that listen. That's my secret. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, see what y'all don't know? So we're like, bringing you in. We're going to steal your souls. You can never go away. All right.
Okay, you know what? No more supernatural for you. What we were watching before we got on the air. No more. We don't steal souls. Not while they're looking.
Okay. See? Not while you're looking.
Or as my Second Life clan would be, not without your permission first.
Oh, no way. I steal them even if you are looking.
Oh, and if you guys, I guess I should tell, if you guys want to play with us at Second Life, well, I don't know if Ginger wants to be bothered with you, but I'm giving you permission to harass me. Yes, only on I have many alts, but my Gamer Girls Radio one is Corey Mills. Feel free to say hello and play with us somewhere. I wander around a lot, but I have my vampire. I think I want to make her something else. Maybe she'll be a dragon. I'm not sure. Anyway.
And I am Ginger Ghost Star, so look me up. I'm always shaking my pixels somewhere.
She's also a vampire, Dolly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm going to need to talk to you about that later. Anyway.
You got the apples. I got the time.
I'm a little low on the blood. Anyway. People are like, oh, I got to play this. Second Life is free, people. It's free. I'm just saying. Shall I go first or shall you go first? I think I should make you go first.
I'll go first. I got party information.
Oh, do it.
Yeah, well, you know, they're calling them conventions nowadays. But
no.
At a party.
Of course.
Yeah. Too Many Games announces 2011 gaming convention. Video games are a $10 billion industry catering to tens of millions of people all over the world. Who doesn't love to spend some of their free time shooting zombies, bopping baddies on the head, or hurling cartoon birds through brick walls? Video games are video games are an entertainment device which has touched everyone's lives in one way or another. Pennsylvania is like any other area of the world. Its citizens love video games, and they celebrate their love by flocking to the annual video game convention assembled by Too Many Games. This year's event is an 80,000 square foot powerhouse of gaming excitement. Hosted over the 3 days of May 6th through the 8th, 2011, at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Centers in Oaks, Pennsylvania, It's the largest gaming event Pennsylvania has ever seen. Each year, Too Many Games has brought together the largest video game marketplace in the eastern United States. This year's marketplace is expanded to 18,000 square feet in order to accommodate the dozens of merchants who come to Too Many Games to make available gaming wares of all types. New and used games are available for purchase. Rare historical gaming pieces are available for collectors to add to their trophy cases. Video game-inspired art and crafts are on display and available for anyone to add to their home and office decor. Plus, those rare artifacts you simply won't find anywhere else. They say music adds such a layer of atmosphere to video games. What would Super Mario Brothers or Halo been like without musical score? And I'm being dinged. Okay. So anyways, in 2011, Too Many Games will be providing concerts all throughout the weekend and featuring video game-inspired performance by acts like George and Jonathan, X-Hunters, Arm Cannon, Chipocrite, and more. The bands will have CDs available for purchase so everyone can take some great video game music home with them. Paul Truitt, Too Many Games Director of Live Entertainment, says, "We have some awesome musical performances lined up. This will be a concert like no other." Looks like they have some new features this year, which will include Too Many Games' first computer LAN party, sponsored and hosted by the GXL. This will be one of the largest LAN parties on the East Coast, encompassing 20,000 square feet of the LAN party, will accommodate up to 400 players and run nonstop from Friday evening through Sunday evening. Perhaps this year's most exciting addition is a collaborative effort with the Philadelphia chapter of the International Game Developers Association. Too Many Games and the IGDA have partnered to host Philly's annual Game Jam event. Dozens of game development teams from all over the USA will assemble at Too Many Games to spend 48 hours designing and developing brand new games. Games will be judged and prizes will be awarded to the top development teams. Oh, wow. Okay, so...
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does. And this is long. All right, so I'm just going to cut to the short of it. Other convention staples that are going to be returning are tournaments and contests, raffles, discussion panels and demonstrations, video and movie room, anime, costume competition, open play console area, and arcade games. I am actually looking for a website or something, but it doesn't look like I'm actually getting anything to even send you to. But I'm pretty sure if you look up Too Many Games, you will probably find the information for this.
I think I've heard of Too Many Games.
I was surprised there was something going on in Pennsylvania that just didn't, I don't know.
I'm just saying, Texas people, come on. Well, no, we have South by Southwest, but South by Southwest is not game specific. We need something game specific. I think I'm just going to hold a conference at my house.
Ooh, I like that. I'll bring cookies.
Barbecue, it's the South.
Ooh, I got some goat.
See, you're wrong.
I love you, Corey. You love the goat.
No, ma'am, no. I do not eat things that make those kinds of noises. That's wrong. Well, I wanted to tell you about this yesterday, but we, of course, had to go suddenly. it was very good news. I wanted to end the show on a high note. You guys have heard about all the trouble Harmonix and Activision have been having. Well, GameIndustry.biz reported yesterday that Harmonix is saying they're optimistic because Dance Central is their biggest seller. Did you see that one coming? I didn't. An interview with Harmonix CEO Alex Rigolopoulos. I hope I said it right. Rigolopoulos? Yeah. Sorry, Alex. He says it has revealed that the company's biggest seller, of course, is now Dance Central, not Rock Band, as the company readjusts to life back as an independent studio. They also spoke to Destructoid, and Rigolopoulos admitted that Harmonix's split from the MTV networks did not come as a surprise to him or the staff. He was very upbeat. He insisted that the company would continue to support Rock Band 3 and already has plans for future development of the series. They're also hinting that they're going in some other directions. Remember how we've been talking about, we hope that maybe they would try some different things. You know, there's all different genres of music. You know, they could do a metal band, heavy metal band, or R&B band, or trip-hop band. I mean, there's tons of things you can do. DJ Hero did very well, and it is mostly hip-hop centric, and the whole thing is about being a DJ. And so I think, I'm hoping that's what they're hinting at.
He's saying that there's a lot of creativity at Harmonix being devoted to a reinvention and refactoring of the Rock Band franchise for the future, beyond Rock Band 3, so that's one big bucket worth touching on. He also hinted that the company had a number of new concepts and IPs under development, while revealing that the Kinect exclusive Dance Central was currently the developer's biggest seller. It has outperformed Rock Band 3 at retail. It's also one of the top-selling titles for Kinect, and the Kinect is one of the most successful products in the entire video game industry right now. I beg to differ on that, but hey. So we're thrilled at how Dance Central has performed out of the gate. They're still being very so-so about the cancellation of the Guitar Hero series, which I saw coming. But he's refused to rule out the possibility of working with Activision again in the future on the series. He said, you'd have to ask me again in a few years, depending on the way the world looks at that point. And he's saying he will say the fact that we've been competitors with Activision in the game band genre in the past would not close our minds about the opportunity to work with him on the right project in the future. I think you guys should get back together again. Did very well in the beginning. That's what got you both your names. So I want to see you guys together. I want to see also you go some different musical genres, not throw them into Rock Band, but actually have a whole pack. I'm telling you, I'd buy every single one. I'd buy a heavy metal band. I'd buy an R&B band. Come on, if you get Beyonce on board with some R&B band, oh.
Oh my God, yeah, I can just see the girls. Oh.
That's more people buying more drums, and she does live band now, so you know that's what's playing behind her. So you could feasibly do that. Come on, people. Think.
I'm all for that too. You know.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, I would buy that. I'd buy some metal band. Give me some Slipknot. I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's Slipknot and Rock Band 3. You people stop griping. I'm just saying, a whole pack. It's nothing but metal. I'm saying. Okay. Also, let me throw this in the middle. Unfortunately, Rock Band Network for Wii has been terminated. So those of you who have it for Wii, I'm sorry. You are not getting any support as of right now, but possibly in the future you'll get it back. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. I lost my thing. There we go. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com because I love those guys. School fundraiser proceeds may go towards Wii's for the students.
Oh, nice.
They ask, what do you do when it's too cold for the kiddies to go outside during recess and the gym is being used by another class? Do you adjust the schedule? Well, heck no. You raise money selling frozen foods in order to buy a bunch of Wii's.
That almost came out really wrong.
See, it's her mind this time, not mine. Ohio's East Avon. Ohio's East Avon Elementary School did just that, and its fundraiser pulled in $4,600, which school board president Susan Harrison hopes to put towards the purchase of 28 Wii's. While Harrison admits gym time would be the preferable option, the Wii is a popular second choice with some parents. She says parents think it's a good idea to give the kids something to do. Winter is so long and they can be inside for so long. What it does to get them up and moving around, it's not video games. And you have board games, but you can lose pieces. You can buy more, but mainly it's the interaction of the kids and that they are up and moving. Of course, you know, not surprisingly, some parents aren't too keen on the fundraiser being used for video games, especially when the school district already has a levy on the May ballot. So that looks like the levy is more for operating funds, teachers, light bill, day-to-day operations of the school. We need to do something for the kids, Harrison says. It's better this way than to take it out of the general fund, which I'm sure we would never approve. It's kind of comparing apples to oranges. They say if the fundraiser doesn't cover the cost of the Wii's. Harrison said the school's principal, Sherry Shispansky, would be willing to pay for the rest out of the principal's activity fund. At this time, the school has yet to decide what to do. I actually think that's kind of awesome. You know, the Wii will get them up and moving. It's not a replacement for gym, but it's better than them sitting there.
Well, it's something that they like to do, and it's first time in history we have a lot of companies that are starting to adapt to the way that the kids learn and react to life now, and a lot of it has to do with video games. So instead of trying to force them to do it our way, it's always nice to let them do it their way. Works out well.
Exactly.
I'm all about seeing a bunch of kids playing Wii at school for a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Put that little Wiimote in their back pocket and say, run, boy, run. No, you didn't run a mile. You're about 2 meters Peter Shy, go.
I like that idea. I think it'll be really good.
I love it. I love the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this next bit of news will probably make Blaster happy. I do believe he's listening. Yeah, this will make him all giggly and stuff. NG Moco, I believe the name of the company is saying clearly the 3DS sales are hurt by the App Store. They have these names you people come up with for your company. Nijimoko boss Neil Young has expressed concern that the new Sony and Nintendo handhelds may be in for a tough fight against the newer mobile platforms such as the iPhone. He said of Sony to industry gamers, he thinks the PSP is done and the new NGP is dead on arrival. He says it's really difficult to compete with an app store that has hundreds of thousands of applications and wide range of options where the average price is around $1.20 and there are tons, if not hundreds of thousands of free applications that are really high quality. So I don't think Sony's going to be able to compete with that. Wait. While he's clear that it's not like it's crap at playing games, it's pretty good at playing games and it can do a whole bunch of other things as well. He felt the sheer versatility of Apple's mobile devices would keep them more appealing than more dedicated gaming handhelds. Oh, he was more optimistic about Nintendo's 3DS launch that was launched this week in Japan, claiming it's likely to be competitive, but the 3D piece of the puzzle is kind of gimmicky. Oh my God. Oh, wow, Nintendo has a great franchise, and there are tens of millions of people who want to participate in those franchises, so that always helps. But the real question is the degree to which there's a third-party community. And Nijimoko was recently bought by a Japanese mobile giant, a company called DNA, and it's DENA, and plans to bring its mobile social network to smartphones for the West. Let it out, Ginger. Go ahead.
No. Okay, so we like some iPhone games, right?
Yeah.
And you know The Godfather, right?
Everybody. Oh, I thought you were commenting on this story.
No.
Let me comment before we go to The Godfather.
Okay.
Neil Young, very quickly. How can I say this nicely? I can't say it nicely. Bigger men than you have made the mistake of thinking they can take on Nintendo. Let me just say that to you. And we'll leave it at that until Thursday night. Go on.
She's going to get somebody. She's going to get somebody good.
I don't have to get
them. I
have to get them. We know what Nintendo's capable of. Gimmicky, really? Let me point you to the Wii again. Y'all said the same thing about the Wii. Not a smart thing. Not a smart. Ooh, that's
a fight. I like the Wii, but it's just... I hate to agree with Blaster. It feels like it's for kids. There are very few adult games, and I'm just not.
It is for kids. The same thing I tell Blaster is, it is a kids' console. Nintendo does what they do best. They cater to children. They get the kids into the gaming, and then as you get older, you do move on to the PlayStation and Xbox. But that doesn't mean the Wii has to move with you. Obviously, it's like a drug. Get them while they're young.
I just wish the Wii I wish Nintendo with the Wii would dive into something more adult.
Like We Dare?
I was thinking more shoot 'em up, but the possibilities are there. I just think they're not using them, so that I'm a little bit disgruntled with them at the moment. Anyway,
well, keep in mind, as when I say gimmick, that's why you have a Kinect and that's why you have Move, because of Wii. So I'm trying to point out to Mr. Young, I wouldn't. You know, like I said, Nintendo's a juggernaut. We don't really want to be threatening them going, ha-ha, you can't keep up with us. That's not a good thing to say.
No, because they will lay the smack down. They've been around here for longer. They know how it works.
Not only do they know how it works, they invented the game. They're not just playing it. So, anyway, moving along. Thursday night is for all this good stuff. News, sports news.
I know. All right, so The Godfather, Empire iPhone game, now available. iPhone users have been made an offer they can't refuse.
I know it was you.
Oceanside Interactive today announced the availability of The Godfather Empire on the App Store for the iPhone and iPod Touch. Based on Paramount Pictures' iconic movie franchise, The Godfather Empire lets players take on the role of a Corleone family member challenged with recruiting new associates, bringing down rival organizations, and building the most powerful organization in 1940s New York. Mike Betty says, we are thrilled to bring both the gaming community and film buffs a brand new way to recapture a classic American franchise and pop culture phenomenon that has spanned nearly four decades. Fans on the go will not only have the opportunity to interact with members of the Corleone family, but also prove they have what it takes to ascend in the organization by recruiting friends to play along. The Godfather Empire puts mobile gamers in the shoes of a Corleone associate striving to make the family New York's most powerful force while doing multiple calculated tasks and favors along the way. With over 200 associates to choose from, ranging from mafia affiliates to corrupt politicians, players alone will control the organization's recruitment and destiny. However, players must choose wisely as each potential member has their own unique ability to contribute to the organization.
I wonder what this doesn't sound like it's made by the company that made the movie. I wonder what's going to happen if that game starts to sell. Well, you know it's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be a fight. Where they've got release for this. But it sounds kind of interesting. I'm going to try.
Yeah, it's a simulator, so that's always interesting to me. But I don't have an iPhone, so I do have an emulator. But
yeah, you got to come over to the dark side. We have cookies. And The Godfather, apparently. But it is rated 12 plus by Apple, so I'm guessing it's not going to be that graphic of a game. It is free to download from the App Store right now, though. Ooh, so it's free. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely grabbing that again.
That reminds me. Remind me to talk to you about that ratings thing after the show. I got to ask a question. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Speaking of fighting, Sony and George Hawks are arguing over hard drives.
Oh, the Hots, just give it up, dude. Give it up, man. You're going to get spanked. Just take the licks and get it over with.
That's what I'm saying. I give him credit for you know, being a good scrapper, but you're not a tank, dude, not against Sony.
No.
Anyway, new court documents obtained by PSX Scene, another of our newfound friends, show that a battle is unfolding between hacker George Hotz's lawyers and Sony over hard drives. Now, you may recall that the court ordered Hotz to turn over his hard drives to a third party called TIG. The company was charged with analyzing and isolating any data that might be relevant to the case. The original court order called for TIG to analyze the drives for the purpose of isolating, segregating, and or removing the information on those devices related to defendant Hotz's circumvention of TPMs in the PS3 system. And I have to say, yeah. Did you hear it?
That's the reason why I was muted, too. Okay. Sneezing, people.
That's right. But Hotz's legal team says that TIG is giving Sony too much information. According to court documents, TIG wants to create two full image files of the drives in decrypted and encrypted formats. Hotz's attorneys say that this is more information than Sony is entitled per the court's order, and they're quoted as saying SCA is not entitled to inspect the impounded drives under the impoundment order, nor is it allowed to create and preserve additional copies of the impounded drives, but this is precisely what it seeks to do, and the SCEA asked the court to allow it. And it told the court that for the foregoing reasons, SCEA requested the court order that Mr. Hotz comply with TIG's recommended impoundment protocols, that those protocols be supplemented to ensure the preservation requirements that are met as follows. And you can go and read those because, wow, it's a lot of legal stuff that some of you may find interesting and some of you may not. So I'm not going to read it, but you can check that out over at either PSXScene.com or at GamePolitics.com. That's the first time I've heard those two words together, impounded and hard drive.
I know, right? That seems crazy.
That's scary. I think I would be crying. I would cry.
And you know, George, I hate to tell you, but whatever you've got on there, I'm sure it's not just Sony stuff.
Yeah, that's why he
doesn't want a bunch of other people looking.
Well, this is going to be a tricky one. I don't know that we've... I mean, I'm not a lawyer, of course. That's where I started out, one of my many paths in life. I would think, oh, man, this is a tricky one when it's virtual like this. I don't know if he can get into trouble for having other stuff on his drive. And if I want to say if there is other stuff, Sony may see it, but they can't say anything about it. They can't use it in court because then he can countersue. So in one hand, I'd say let him see. And I could be wrong. Any lawyers out there, please feel free to correct me. It's been a while. But I would say I'd be ready. Here, go ahead and look and say something.
Something.
Go ahead and look, Sony. Say something. Say anything about what you found on my hard drive. so I can counter sue.
And there's that too, depending on what they get their hands on, what they bring to light. I'm sure Sony's lawyers are all over this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's not actually going to happen, but.
It's so juicy. I'm telling you, the battles. Mm-hmm. 3 months in, and we got some big ones going on.
I had to give him kudos for trying, but no, at this point, just.
Let it go.
You don't have the power to fight back. You don't. You don't.
This is not David and Goliath. This is, what's a good reference?
This is, you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. They told you to take it out, and you kept putting it back in.
This is Superman versus an ant. That's what
exactly.
This is.
Exactly. They're just playing with you at this point.
Exactly. Okay, we got time for one more before we have to take our break. We got 4 minutes. Do it.
All right. There's a new Gamer Camp open. Up-and-coming artists and programmers can demo Gamer Camp Pro at Free Open Day in Birmingham on Saturday, 19th of March.
Yay!
Birmingham City University's industry endorsed finishing school for game makers. Gamer Camp Pro runs for 9 months from September 2011. But for those unsure whether to take the plunge, there's a free taster session. To register for the open day, simply register via gamercampopenday.eventbrite.com.
And there's some screenshots up on our site.
NTI Birmingham's Oliver Williams says, today's top graduates are under no illusions that finding a job in the highly competitive games industry is easy. Those really serious about working in games should sign up to the Gamer Camp Pro Open Day on Saturday, 19th of March at NCI Birmingham. We'll be providing taster sessions of the highly practical training course, which features training and mentorship from experienced working developers to top up young developer skills and experience before they enter the industry. The course is led by Guy Wilday, who was studio manager at the Paul and McRae Rally Games at Codemasters, and recreates a studio environment as a sandbox for developers to hone their talent and give themselves a kickstart in games development. Looks like it's going to be backed by Sony, Codemasters, Rare, Blitz, and Freestyle Games. There are three shapes and sizes for Gamer Camp: Nano, Mini, and Pro. The longest course of Gamer Camp Pro runs over 9 months during full-time hours at NTI Birmingham City Center Studios from September, and has students working towards producing a PlayStation 3 game in project teams for the PlayStation Network. That is pretty awesome. It looks like Gamer Camp Pro will cost EU students, whatever that is, £8,000, francs, chips, something, and non-EU students, £10,050, francs, pounds, chips.
Wow, that's kind of expensive.
Garfish.
But if you got it to spend, I can't. And you want to get in the industry, can't think of a better cause. You can go check out that press release, of course, on our site, and images of strange people playing or doing something at Gamer Camp. I don't know. I don't really want to know. Hands above the desk.
I think it'd be nice. I'd like to sit in and watch. I think that could be fun.
That was a little quicker than I meant it to be. Remember, you can find this and other news at our website, GamerNation.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. And if you're trying to keep up with GDC, we do have some of that news going on up to the minute, bottom of the page.
See, the truth comes out about Corey. She takes her life. She doesn't have an iPhone.
I care about my no comment.
Okay. You should. If you don't have an iPhone, you so should. I love mine.
I'm sorry. I'm sticking with my Virgin Mobile. Let me kiss it again. You know, we're over here loving on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Okay.
Fits right in the bra.
See, you're giving away our secrets.
Who needs a purse?
I don't carry one. Everything goes on my person. I won't tell you where I keep my stuff. You're just telling her secrets. You try to mug me, you're going to have to make me strip. That's all there is to it. Cavity searches and whatnot.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and you know some guys. Sitting at the desk right now, and his eyes just popped out of his head.
Those camera girl radio chicks are crazy. Yeah, we are.
We're a special brand of crazy. Gotta love it.
That's right. So we just flipped over to non-streaming, so some people are like, oh, they cut off. And the rest of you that are not listening live are like, what is she talking about? So I will tell you. You're not going to believe this, but there's a conference.
Another one? Really, people?
Another one. Yes, the Eurogamer Expo 2011 tickets are now on sale. Eurogamer is Europe's leading online games media specialist, and they're pleased to announce that the tickets for Eurogamer Expo 2011 at Earls Court, I love the name of that place, are currently on sale. It's being called the Early Bird Offer. It's available so that gamers can get a hold of tickets for this year's show at last year's prices, which is about $8, pounds, francs, quid, something, for a full day, which is excellent. For all the ticketing options, and you can buy yours by visiting EuroGamerExpo.com. They are currently partnered with HMV this year, and Eurogamer is in its fourth year, and it's UK's biggest video game event. This year's expo takes place across 4 days in September 22nd to the 25th, and over 30,000 avid gamers are expected to attend. Wow. Wow. This year we'll have... I know. Well, at the price the tickets are, you could. You know, $8 to get in, and then you just got to get there. Yeah, and we got peoples in UK. We could stay.
Come on, UK peoples.
Exactly. And this year's show, they're saying, will have more publishers, gamers, developers, and attractions than ever before. They're expecting Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, EA, Bethesda, Ubisoft, Namco, Bandai, Konami, Sega, THQ, Tecokoi, and Capcom. All the Japanese Chinese companies are making appearances closer to them. So they don't usually come over here, but they'll go there. That's closer. David Lilly, who's the show's director of the Eurogamer Expo, commented, this year's show is going to be epic. Every year we have sold every ticket that we've made available, and this year will be no different. Get yours now. He's also offering some sponsorship opportunities or exhibits if you want to contact him. I believe we have that up on our site, but if not, you go over to EuroGamerExpo.com and find it, because we're not going to post it up. I don't want you harassing people. I might have already posted it up as a sad part. I'm going to have to go and snatch that down. Some of you are crazy. We know those people are crazy. They'll be asking them all kind of questions.
There are some crazy, crazy people out there.
Right.
All right, so last week, I think, I was talking about the MMA that's coming out. Well, it looks like there is a new trailer available, and hopefully we've got it on our website, or we will. Recently announced fighter Felice Little Bulldog Herrig features in an all-new trailer for 505 Games and Kung Fu Factory Supremacy MMA, due for release on Xbox 360 and PS3 this June. Herrig, an XFO, UEC, and Bellator veteran, has become the face of the game's Equal Fights campaign, a movement designed to put all MMA fighters on an equal platform regardless of their gender. Felice will also be on the same lineup as Jin's Little Evil Pulver, one of the game's other stars at this weekend's Chicago Cage Fighting Championship event on the 5th of March. You want to find more about this Equal Fights campaign, you can head over to facebook.com/EqualFightsMMA. There is a YouTube trailer, which I'll make sure gets up on the website in a little bit. And, I think girls kick butt, so this could be actually kind of fun to watch.
Ooh! I want to play. Well, you guys are getting tired of hearing us talk about Fallen Earth, but we're not tired of talking about it, so.
Fallen Earth. Oh, I got my brewery, too, today. My advanced brewery.
Rubbing it in. I got to get some bacon done. Okay. And then some girl gamers just then that cringed. Oh, sorry. I do love to cook in the games, just not for real. Not for real. I don't want to do the real cooking, but I will cook in a game. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to cook in real life. No way. I got to do dishes afterwards.
Yeah, and there's no calories to cooking in games.
Exactly.
Yeah, no calories.
And plus, there's a whole bunch of stuff in Fallen Earth I would not eat. I would starve. I'd already be dead.
Painted chicken foot. Rotting, what is it? Rotting something, earthworm flesh. I don't know, something. Sandworm. Something.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. Nope.
No. Yes, you would. It would be the apocalypse. But anyway.
No.
The Fallen Earth developers today have released their latest State of the Game address, in which senior developer Marie Arosay Crawl, who we've had on the show before, outlines the upcoming content patch set to be released this month, as well as more details on the Sector 4 Alpha County. This is some of the things she couldn't tell us about when she was on the show, so that's why I'm telling you. She says, February went fast here at Fallen Earth. We've been preparing the content side of Terminal Woods for release mid-March while we work on the combat changes in a parallel development track. Details on all upcoming content are listed in a press release we've posted below, or you can also pop over to Fallen Earth forums and find out all of the goodies. I'm very excited. I'm sorry, I had to get the giggles. That's how I register giggling. I love me some Fallen Earth. Oh.
I know. It's so fun.
Oh, that reminds me. Sean Bowman. And that reminds me, I need to tell my lovely friend, Rob on Facebook, who's been my friend and gaming buddy forever, play a real MMO. Come play Fallen Earth. Anyway.
True story.
There's no kids in Fallen Earth. You can be adult and say whatever you want and grown-ups game.
Mm-hmm. Dance around in the song.
He's going to cut me. Bring it. Bring it, Wolf Boy. Okay, so anyway.
Wolf Boy.
Yeah.
Please migrate away from the cartoony one. Come to the big kids game. This is where all the grown-ups are.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so we can get back to
32, man. Bring it.
We are going to be cut. It's all right. I take my lumps like a woman. There we go.
All right, so it's my turn then.
Your turn.
All right, well, we've all heard about, you know, everybody in gaming industry right now is trying to set records and get in the new Guinness Book of World Records stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it looks like there are some people that are aiming for more. As Sick Twiddlers team, in partnership with Twitch Gaming and sponsored by Insert Coin Clothing, will attempt to break at least 4 world records simultaneously over the course of 4 days in an effort to raise money for charity Games Aid. The 5 main records being attempted are longest time spent playing an action-adventure game, Red Dead Redemption, longest time spent playing a soccer game, FIFA 2011, longest time spent playing driving games, NFS Hot Pursuit, and longest time spent playing GTA 4.
Hey, that's mine.
Stick Twiddlers will be looking to set all of these records at 51 hours or over, as well as attempting to break several other records during their main attempts, including fastest time to 100% fastest time to 100% completion of Red Dead Redemption, fastest time to 100% completion of GTA 4, and longest time spent at highest wanted level on GTA 4. In addition to this, Connor from Twitch Gaming will also be attempting to break the world record for longest time spent playing an RTS on StarCraft 2. During this event... during this event, members of the public and gaming fraternity are invited to take part and set a record of their own with various records being made. Being made available for people to attempt to break over the entire weekend. Confirmed records available for attempts include fastest sprint time on Kinect Sports, furthest javelin throw on Kinect Sports, and fastest hurdles time on Kinect Sports.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Details on other records that will be available for public attempts will be released over the coming weeks up to the event. With media guests, fantastic giveaways, and competitions, the event promises to be lots of fun for everyone who can attend, and all in aid of a fantastic charity. The entire event will be live-streamed on the Stick Twiddlers website, which will also feature competitions and giveaways, so people can still take part even if they cannot attend. Needless to say, the Stick Twiddlers are very excited to be attempting these world records, especially for such a worthy charity, Games Aid. This is awesome. All right, so you want to find out more? Looks like the event will be taking place at Twitch Gaming, 127-129 Nicholson Street, Edinburgh. All right, there's a whole big long address there. This is Euro, so you know it's weird. It's starting at 9 a.m. on Friday, the 25th of March, 2011. You want to find out more, you want to check out their website, you can head over to sticktwiddlers.com. Twitch Gaming. If you want to find out about them too, you can go to twitch-gaming.com. Oh, and also, most of all, we all want to find out about gamesaid.org. You know, even though we're over here in the U.S., we can't attend, we can help out. So go over there and check that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, back to more news about the 3DS. Germany is bracing for the worst. Limited 3DS launch stock.
Uh-oh.
This comes from our friends at GameIndustry.biz. They're saying German retail may be facing limited stock for the European launch of a 3DS later this month. The sources have indicated to our homies, our buddies, that Germany, that the people in Germany saying the territory is to receive the units in the maximum mid-five-figure range. Larger branches of major retail chains are expected to receive around 100 consoles each, which is nothing. Those will go in the first 2 minutes. By contrast, UK sources close to the matter have suggested that Nintendo may ship over 185,000 units there, which would be in excess of the original Sony PlayStation portable launch figures. Ha ha. No numbers have been officially confirmed as yet, but a game spokesperson, I love when we have the game spokesperson, told Game Industry Biz that in the UK there seems to be enough stock for launch, but if everybody who is excited about the product buys it, there probably will be stores, not just Game or Game Station, that sell completely out. In addition, we're expecting queues for the launch of the 3DS, both for Game and Game Station stores when they open. The 3DS has the potential for a huge following and therefore a huge sell-through. Germany, meanwhile, has seen little marketing for the handheld yet, and retail sources claim to have had meager data about stock expectations. They're saying Nintendo failed to give us information about the initial shipment of the 3DS. He says, as usual with hardware launches, we're expecting less rather than more units on day one. We expect several phone conferences this week in which the initial shipment should be fixed. Nintendo's German office has declined to give shipment numbers at this time, which is what is confirmed is that the U.S. and Europe will share 2.5 million consoles over March, with another 1.5 million going to Japan. Almost 400,000 of the latter have already been confirmed as sold. This is not going to go well.
Mm-mm. No, I heard share, and I'm like, wait, what?
Share.
Share our game? No.
It's 2.5 million people in my city alone, not...
Exactly. And, there are going to be some ticked off people.
I may be one of them. Ha! You people.
They have to go camp.
I think we might have time for one more quick one, and then we're going to go, because I got some coding to do. So, look here.
All right. Well, I'm going to close it out with everybody's favorite children's game. Capcom's Smurfs Village Zombie Cafe hits 10 million download mark. Capcom Mobile announced today that Smurfs Village and Zombie Cafe have reached a combined total of 10 million downloads on iTunes. This milestone,
yay!
I know, isn't that awesome? This milestone was achieved over 4 months with the release of Smurfs Village in November of last year, followed by Zombie Cafe in January. Both games have a combined total of 6.5 million monthly active users as well. Smurfs Village and Zombie Cafe are free-to-play applications that offer social hooks and casual gameplay for players to enjoy. Additional premium content is unlockable through in-app virtual currencies. Capcom did not disclose how much money has been made off microtransactions within the game. Smurfs Village is of particular interest because it helped spark a Federal Trade Commission investigation into digital purchases after parents complained about their children buying thousands of dollars worth of Smurf berries in Smurf Village.
Smurf berries, oh my God. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I pulled this from GamePolitics.com, so if you want to head over there, it looks like they pulled it from Capcom Unity blog.
And that is our news. Watch out for the traffic on I-10.
Smurfberry.
I remember Smurfberry cereal. That's all I'm going to say.
I forgot about that.
Oh, dude, I used to eat the crap out of that stuff. It would tear up your mouth like the Captain Crunch did, but I ate it anyway.
So good, though.
Ginger.
Yeah, baby.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Remember, guys, you can find this news and other news from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. GamerGirlsRadio.com.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby. love with you.
Oh, I should also mention Leonard will also be having a
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle. Baby, I'm in love with you. Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh no!
Baby, baby, baby.